What are you thinking about? Okay,
what you thinking?
So I started this because I know I'm not the only female in the world who has asked every guy that I've dated at least 75 million times, what are you thinking about? Oh. Right?
Stop asking us that.
What are you thinking about?
Stop asking us that.
Why?
Because.
I want to know.
I think of the weirdest stuff that I just don't want to share with anybody. honestly, you don't want to know. Saying nothing is just much easier.
Okay, well, I got three of Montreal's favorite men together. John Bowman from the Montreal Alouettes, such a sweet guy, really nice guy. It was actually the first time I met him. Elias Makos, good friend of mine from BT Montreal, and of course Kat Spencer from the Beat's own Saint Cassette, whom we love. Got them together because Montreal women were emailing and texting and messaging questions that they wanted some honest answers for, because not all men and or women, but not everybody is like the greatest communicator, right? So you're not always getting these straight up answers that you need. And then also, once you're in a relationship, I think a lot of the times you don't want to hurt the other people's feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're like, do I look fat in this dress? The answer is always no.
Of course.
Of course. So, but if we bring in these three guys, maybe they'll answer the questions honestly. And they really have. So we'll get right to it. The first question I asked was, when women ask you what are you thinking about and you say nothing, what are you actually thinking about? Because I just can't be okay with the fact that your mind is blank, and if it is, you have to explain that to me. So we started with Elias Makos.
Chances are nothing. I mean, like, there are so many moments where there's just nothing going on.
Really?
I know it's hard to believe. Listen, there can be something going on. Are we thinking about sex more than women probably are? Absolutely. But are there some times where we're just devoid of all proper thought and function? Absolutely.
Can you teach us how to do that?
I think our brains are wired so differently. I really don't think it's possible. My wife and I went to see Russell Peters, the comedian, a couple years ago at the Bell Center, and he did this bit about men just sitting there not thinking about anything. And I remember my wife came home that night. She goes, is that really true? Does that happen? I go, yes. When I'm sitting in the back deck with a cigar listening to music, I said, there's nothing. There's nothing going on in my head. Yeah. And wow. She was blown away by that.
I mean, for me, I guess I'm always thinking of something, but in the moment, sometimes I'm not thinking about the woman, you know, and women probably don't like to hear that. Like, if I'm with you, I could be thinking about, you know, what's for lunch tomorrow. But that, I mean, being fat, that's what I think about 90% of if sex, like Elias said, or food. So that's 90% of my thought, and 10% is probably about the woman.
Try this next time. But I think some honesty could go, like, what I'm having for lunch tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm good with that. I can hear. And instead of nothing, it kind of feels like you're covering something up.
Women hate boring men. I mean, they do. So if I'm thinking about lunch tomorrow and this guy's thinking about lunch tomorrow, he's a boring guy. Nobody wants to hear that.
I think I want to know the truth.
We're simple creatures, you see. Bowman nailed it. I literally think, what's in the fridge? Do I literally have to put it together? Should I go out and eat? I don't know.
It depends what we're doing when you're asking. If I'm watching like a baseball game and you're asking me, what are you thinking of? I'm watching baseball.
Well,
that's
I would never
ask.
I think it normally happens in bed. Like, I think when you're lying beside someone and you're both just sort of awake, that's normally, for me, that's normally when the question comes up. What are you thinking?
You know, sometimes it's such a loaded question. Like, where do you begin to explain someone all of the thoughts that are going on and how they're all interconnected?
Nothing's just easier. Say nothing, right? Nothing.
Okay, well, thank you for answering that. Thank you guys for joining in as well. The next question we got was from Jessica in Brossard. She said, do you really prefer when your partner looks natural, like with no makeup, a casual look, messy hair, or do you want them to always be made up for you? And I will tell you, we're not asking this question because we need men to tell us whether we should wear makeup or not. I just want to know the truth. Are you being honest when you say that? I'm just really curious. So I asked the guy that question.
We already answered this. I'm not thinking about anything.
That's just the name.
She asked me like five times during that song.
It's the name of the segment. Okay?
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm not worried about what you're thinking about right now.
A little sensitive
in fact,
to that question.
I'd be terrified to know what you're thinking about.
Me too. I don't want to know.
Okay, all week this week, we're talking to three awesome Montreal men. Montreal's favorite, really. John Bowman from the Montreal Alouettes, Elias Makos from BT Montreal, and Kat Spencer from the Beat's own Saint Cassette. And as we're doing this, if you have some more questions you'd like these guys to answer, you can always text us at 92925 because we could always ask them next time. We're going to be talking to them tomorrow as well. So we got a text from Jessica in Brossard last week. She said, do men really prefer when your partner looks natural, like with no makeup, a casual look, messy hair, or do you want them to always be made up for you? And I have to say, because we posted this on our Facebook page and somebody said, I can't believe you're asking this question in the year 2018. I'm like, no. I'm not asking because I'm going to change my makeup routine or anything like that. Just asking because I want to know, are you being honest? Is it really what you're thinking?
Oftentimes we're feeding you answers that we think you want to hear as opposed to just telling you.
Tell me the truth.
Right, okay.
Do you like that face clear or not? Okay, so we started with John Bowman from the Owls.
Well, me personally, I don't know, because I'm in the kind of entertainment business. I mean, I guess we all are, but like it's different in sports. Like when we go out, yes, look good. I mean, I'm not say do your clown face or whatever. Just put on a little something to enhance your beauty. But if we're at home and it's 10 at night or if it's 7 a.m., don't say, oh, I got to put my face on. You know, relax. Let your pores breathe a little bit, you know.
Okay, Elias Makos, what do you think?
I think it matters that you're with someone that cares about how they look in general, but, you know, you can care about how you look in general and be natural, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for me, on the weekends, if you want to relax and not have makeup, if you actually like that person, you love that person, you're not going to care, you know, if it's okay, let's go out for the weekend and let's go out of the city for the weekend. I don't really need someone to be dolled up, makeup, and that kind of stuff. It's interesting for me because I work on TV.
You wear makeup.
I wear the majority. I wear more makeup in the relationship than you know, the girls I date are wearing less makeup than I wear sometimes, you know? So, yeah, I really don't mind. I love how someone looks naturally. I find that's nice. But then what it does, it accentuates as well when you go out to that special occasion. They put on makeup and you're like, whoa, you know, and it's sort of, so I like both sides.
Okay, Kat?
I've been married for 18 years. We have two kids. And I remember this was about 3 years ago, Saturday morning, like you say, my wife's walking around in her pajamas. It's like already 3 p.m. And it did cross my mind. Like, is she going to change? Or is she, okay.
Did you say it to her?
No. But then I looked at myself in the mirror. I hadn't shaved in 3 days and I'm wearing a hat. And I'm going, wow, she's been looking at this all day too. And it was like, it really woke me up going, you know what? Like, she's in the same, probably thinking the exact same thing. It's the weekend, chill. She's a working woman. Like, just, you're home, you should be able to do what you want.
It's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. My wife has called me out on that too. She's like, every time I come home from work, you're wearing like sweatpants and a t-shirt. You know, I never get to see you like even wearing jeans and a decent top. I'm like, you're right. I never thought of that. It's weird.
I don't need the makeup. I oftentimes, like, the more makeup someone puts on, I'm feeling bad for the pores, like John said. You know, like, I want your pores to breathe and to have a chance to breathe.
Oh, thank you for looking out for ladies'
pores.
Of
the pores
so
here.
Nice.
Like, once in a while it is nice, but really I see past makeup. Like, the more makeup you wear, the more I'm going to try and see past you. Like, to me, natural beauty shines from within. And I, you know, with my girlfriend, I actually encourage her not to wear makeup, even when we go out.
I remember one guy I dated, he just hated that the makeup ended up on him somehow. Like, you know what? He was like, stop wearing, I don't care what you put on your face, but can it not be on my shirt and not be like everywhere?
Yeah, no. And like, the women's faces aren't as kissable when there's makeup on there, right? Like, even when there's just lip gloss, I go to kiss my girlfriend, there's lip gloss on her, and like, it gets on my lips, and all of a sudden I'm wiping my face down. Like, yeah. I don't want that. I just want no natural.
I think Elias Makos made a good point, though, when it's not that you don't want someone who takes care of themselves, mm-hmm. because you have to, you know, when you love and care for yourself, that like comes out in all aspects of your life.
Right.
So if you're just never taking care of yourself, that's one thing, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to be like a full face of MAC makeup. To be the case, right?
And certainly don't go to bed with a full face of makeup.
Well,
like, I mean, that is.
But my wife, it takes forever to get all that makeup off. When we go out, it's like, okay, I'm going to be in the bathroom for the next half an hour. I'm like, poor you. You went through all that trouble putting it on, and now it takes forever to take it off.
There's no better feeling than taking the makeup off. Taking the makeup off and taking the bra off. I can't explain to you what sort of ecstasy it comes.
I guess so. I don't get it.